The Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, after more than a year-long peace negotiation, have reached a crucial agreement to tackle illicit narcotics. James Bleers has the details.
The basic overall agreement to jointly cooperate in a campaign to help combat the illegal drug trade when the overall agreement is finally concluded is fundamental and crucial. The FARC, with its influence which encompasses vast swathes of rural Colombia and formidable ability to back it up, is a major factor. Funding or tribute for safe passage of harvested drug crops was a major source of revenue for the FARC and its armed civil war struggle. During the peace talks so far, three of the six major issues have been agreed, namely land reform, political integration and combating drugs. The others yet to be resolved are disarmament of rebel groups, victims' rights as a result of this five-decade-old conflict, and the implementation of the overall peace agreement. The FARC and the ELN, the National Liberation Army, have agreed to have a temporary ceasefire from May the 20th to May the 25th for the country's presidential election. Mistrustful of past betrayals, the Colombian government has not agreed to this truce. For Vatican Radio, James Bliss reporting.